who's up next? Douglas.
Do you have any fears for the movement?
So, do you have any fears for the movement?
I suppose I could say I have no fears, and I could say that I have some fears, and both statements would be equally true. Fears for the movement. Well, the movement does exist in this world. It does exist in this samsara. And it cannot but be affected by it. I think if I have any fear for the movement, it is that if it isn't very careful, if individuals within the movement, especially the order, aren't careful, the movement could become more and more affected by, not to say infected by, the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, which isn't a particularly noble or inspiring one, I think. So I think this is what one has to be very much on the alert with regard to, that we don't succumb to these external influences and pressures, that we don't compromise. I think there is that danger. And therefore, it's not just a fear that I have. I think it's a fear that we should all have. Fear in the sense of being aware of that danger, of that possibility. That little by little we may lose our idealism, our truly dharmic thrust, and just become just another, almost a church. We don't want that, do we? But this is the danger from without, but there's also the danger from within. And I think the danger from within arises when people lose, especially when order members lose their initial spiritual inspiration, and they start sort of slacking, taking things a bit easy, being less idealistic, caring less for the Dharma, caring less for the movement. So there are these two things. There are dangers from outside, and therefore fears of what comes from outside, and also fears with regard to decay, from within. But if we are, or if you all continue to be aware of these dangers and are prepared to do something about it, or at least prevent those sort of things from happening, well then we should have no real fears. But the enemy without and the enemy within. And the pressures of the world are very, very strong. I'm sure most of you know that and feel it. But the danger is that we allow those pressures from without just to influence ourselves too deeply, and influence the way we work, influence the way we run the movement, influence the way we think in terms of success, and so on. But there's also that line of Meredith's poetry, we are betrayed by what is false within. So there's that side to it also. We have to keep alight the flame of our own idealism. People have been commenting recently that the early order was much more idealistic than the present one. That may be the case. Or it may be that some parts of the movement are less, others more idealistic than in the past. But we must keep alive that flame of idealism, the belief in the possibility of something better, not just for the individual, but for us all.
Do you have any thoughts on what could help us with that? What?
Practice, and more practice. I think we have no real need to fear. I'm reminded of Shakespeare, but I sort of adapted, the Shakespeare thing. The thing is, in Henry V, come the three corners of the world in arms, and naught shall shock us, naught shall make us rue, if England to herself do rest but true. So the movement has to remain true to itself, true to its ideals, and each individual order member and mitra and friend has to remain true to that ideal. To themselves, as spiritual beings, as Buddhists. And then, naught can shock us. Not shocking in the sense of, you know, surprising us, but giving us a jolt. So next time you hear those lines of Shakespeare which are often quoted, well, just apply them in that way. However many maras may assail us, if we're true to ourselves, true to our spiritual selves, so to speak, we can't be shaken, whether either individually or as a movement. There are lots of maras about, lots of them even down this high street.
Indeed. Okay, so we're in the final straight, I think.